July 28, 2016
is Watt Pete Rose Show.
Thank you.
Watts for Pedro Show. In Pedro, but not with Brother Matt. Man alone here, Watts Pad. Not man alone, because I got some guests. Rachel. Neil.
Nate.
Came down from Hollywood?
From...
Pulis?
You're in Silver Lake.
I'm in Silver Lake.
I'm in Eagle Rock.
Okay.
East Coast.
So you was going south. You were the most north. Okay, we started show off with John Coltrane doing a fragment. I only got a fragment of this. Village Gate, my favorite things. This place is called Le Poisson Rouge nowadays, and I got to play there when my picture book came out. I got a book of pictures of Pedro.
And I saw that.
And then excerpts from my tour diary. So I've been in the pad. I've been, played with John Coltrane. Played. That was pretty wild for me. And your pup, you know, just found it in the reference. This is a tome, people. You can't see it, but Bible worthy, Torah.
It's a book. Yeah.
And it's listed in there, the eulogy.
Yeah.
Big. Yeah. Charlie was playing with Ornette, Don, Billy.
What year was that?
68.
68.
Well, he died in 67. So maybe the game's
maybe
a little
the,
later.
Maybe the
he died. I know when he died, which is weird because I hate the death days.
Yeah.
But it, Ronnie's birthday, Ron Ashton from the Stooges. So I think it's August 17th. Just before, because he would have been 41.
Wow.
December 23rd. See, I remember birthdays. I don't like the death days, but
yeah.
I like the birthdays.
Yeah.
When I turned 40, I went to where he's buried. He did all that music, you know. Pretty amazing inspiration. And then we heard brand new album from Rachel Hayden. Get Out is the tune, which is actually we played on the show, but it was another version. It was the little EP version as she was getting her thing ready. And she's been on the show before with her sisters and for the Hayden triplet. But now she's gone on her own and
finally.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
No, I just remember, I remember being 19 or 20 years old, still in high school, and coming over here and jamming with you. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Was that the same place?
No.
Okay.
They look similar. It was Pedro.
Yeah, it was Pedro.
But I've only been here about, 10 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. This is my first time putting my own music out. And
yeah, why do you think it took this long?
Because I've got some kind of mental illness. I mean that's kind of what Get Out is about. I just can't
get it out there.
And also I can't get out of my head.
Yeah.
I'm in my head, and the longer I'm in my head, the longer I don't make music for people. And it's I don't know.
But you've helped people make
I'm good at helping, but I'm not good at being my own person, like front person. I don't know how to do that. So I've always had my sisters or other bandmates, and so
wasn't there a little stint with Ty Rundgren?
Yeah, and he was always really encouraging to me, and he was very like. He was just a very encouraging person.
Is it hard to learn his music?
Not really.
Seems like it got a lot of parts.
There was a lot of parts, but I learned them pretty quickly. Yeah. And
well, what about bass? When did you get on it?
Well, I started playing bass when I was about 16, and my brother had an extra
bass.
He was doing bass, and you know, he was playing in the Treacherous Jaywalkers,
yes.
And I just really looked up to him. He was like one of those, you know, like he was my big brother, and I wanted to be like him. And I'm sure my dad had something to do with it too.
Right. Of course.
But I remember he said, "Here's the bass. You can play it if you want."
But it was electric bass.
It was electric bass.
You didn't try the big guy.
Never. I've tried, but it just.
I've tried too. It's very hard.
It's hard. It's a whole different instrument. It's like.
It's a big violin without the chin part.
And it's like it's so hard to play.
And it's not sideways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your hand, especially the left hand.
Yeah.
This thing.
It's a whole different.
Up here you can be a little sideways, but when you get up on those frets. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And the strength.
Yeah, you're, yeah.
And you know, we play the littler one. I think the U.S. one's 3/4. I think in Europe it's even bigger. Ours are 41-inch. Gee. I think theirs is even like 44 or some shit.
Oh.
But anyway, it's a beautiful instrument. So there was a family connect.
Yeah.
Okay. But still, again, you never thought about, I'm going to use this to get my own expression. I want to be part of some other...
Yeah, I started playing piano, and so that was my first instrument. And I remember writing songs on piano, but just never thinking that I was going to do anything with them.
Did you record them?
I didn't record them, but I still have them in my head. I can still remember the melodies and stuff.
And did you know at that time the left hand...
bass? No, yeah, I did. I knew that there was the bass and the treble. And,
yeah, yeah.
And,
no, because when you went over to the bass guitar, yeah. Did you think of it like an extension of the left
hand? I did. It really, the fact that the learning piano first really did help me with the bass, you know, and
I've had people on the show that the piano lessons... when they were young, was the worst experience of the... Some people learn to hate music because of that.
I know. Well, I did have a bad experience with piano.
Some bridge teach?
I had a teacher who basically dumped me because I refused to read music, and I did everything by ear, and I would hear a song in a store or a restaurant, and then I'd play her the melody, and I'd say, I want to learn this. And, it, you know, it's like, oh, that's Beethoven, Moonlight Sonata. Okay, here's the music. Let's learn it. And I said, no, I can't... I just want to learn on my own, so I would just... that's for release, but... that one I learned, too, but my piano teacher got so... I remember her name was Ellen Batsdorf, and she...
Whoa, that's a name.
And that's a... Yeah, it's like, she was kind of like a hard woman, you know, and she said, you know, Rachel, this is just not working out. I don't think I'm the right person to teach you, And that moment when she kind of let me go, I got so, like, something happened to my soul, and I just was like, oh, I got rejected, and I'm not good enough.
Judged.
And I felt judged, and even my dad was like, why aren't you learning to read music? And I said, well, you don't read music. You do everything by ear. He said, no, you know, I know some music, but it's important. You need, you know, to read music.
Well,
and
he probably wanted you to overcompensate for his lack.
Yeah, yeah.
And sight reading is a discipline.
I hate sight reading. I mean, it's like, to me, it's like math, or, you know, it's like schoolwork that I'm not good at. I'm not, you know, maybe I just didn't try hard enough. But
anyway, this is way before 16, right?
Yeah, this is when I was about 14.
Okay.
13, 14, 15.
So you get back into music with the bass.
Yeah, I got.
And then there's that dog. You were pretty young in that band, right?
Yeah, and I remember thinking, at first, Anna and I and Petra, it was going to be me on drums because I could play a little. I could hold a beat. Tony wasn't really in the picture yet.
Yeah.
But Anna wanted to play bass, and I was going to play drums. And, it was just going to be like, we were just going to be...
Pet on violin?
Yeah, pet on violin.
So no guitar.
There was going to be guitar. I can't remember who was going to do that. Maybe it was Tone. I can't remember. But...
That's how it worked out.
Yeah. And
he came in the band, you went to the bass.
Yeah, I went to the bass. I was like, you know what? I could play bass a little bit. Let me just try. It's been a while, but let me just try it. So I played the songs, and they were really easy songs to learn, and then it just happened, and then I all of a sudden I'm this bass player, Like I never thought I would be like a professional touring bass player. I still don't think of myself like that, you know, because I'm just really hard on myself. But
what about this? On the Sun.
On the Sun. Well, that was inspired. I mean, I like words and the way words flow together. And I always liked, and this is true, I always liked the Meat Puppets, Up on the Sun.
Okay.
And so I was like, I can't write a song called Up on the Sun. So I'll just say On the Sun. So.
You even call the album that.
I should have, huh?
No, but that's the name. That song is... It's a, what do you call it? The eponymous, right? The song and the album are the same name.
Oh.
The first song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
the third
yeah.
album.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Well,
In fact, the last time I saw them do it, they tore that place down, huh? House of Booze.
Oh.
And Jack sang.
Oh, yeah. And I missed that show.
Oh, you weren't there.
I wasn't there, but Petra was there. Yeah. She got on stage and started, like, singing with them, and I just thought...
Jack, too, and dancing.
Oh, that's not fair. I wish I was there.
Well, let's listen to On the Sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Always waiting. times. Times are so hard. I seen a lady wearing a silver mink, riding a city bus. Time. That's time. You know, times are so hard. They done went from long hair to no hair. That's time. I mean time. Time. It's hard. You can't take a dollar bill and go nowhere. Time. And a $20 bill will only give you a bus. That's time. It's hard. Time. Hard time. It's rough. Out here, tough. You know, I seen the police with both flat tires on his car. That's time. Time. It's hard. Time. It's hard. I think sometime I might want to kill myself. But your love is so good, I think I won't. Can't even find a friend. Nah, Dave. And it ain't no way you can get a job without paying for it. You know, I seen a hospital close down. In line with blood running down the sidewalk. Times. Hard times.
Everywhere you go, I'm making you late. Screaming at the bus in the wrong lane. I died for you. I died for you. Oh, darling, I can't keep up. I'm falling. I'm through with you hanging up. Your goes around, comes back around. We fight like hurricanes. Swallowed up by songs. I could be your best decision. I could be a better venue. I could be the man who's gonna world to make it up to you. But I don't know what to do. Things with coffee stuff, papers with my breakfast, nothing shuts. I died for you. I died for you. Opened up a shop so you could paint pictures of the things you wanted to change. I died for you.
For Pedro Show, we heard On the Sun, Rachel's a Trib, the Puppets. I got some gigs at the end of November coming up with them. Their manager guy Dennis just gone.
Oh, cool. Let's play in LA? Anywhere in LA?
I think so.
I'm definitely
one.
Going.
One is Arizona, and one is where they Chris lives, and one is going to be in SoCal.
I gotta go this time.
Then we heard brand new from Lydia Loveless, Midwestern Guys, Lemon Kittens after that with Go With The Flow. I found my old Lemon Kittens. They were just crazy records I got from England in the late 70s. Trippy.
Mm.
They ended up, one of them, there were two people. One was named Daniel Dax, who she became her own.
Yeah, I know that name.
Wild singer, right? Yeah. Well, this is the band she started in.
Yeah.
This is where I learned punk, that punk was, well, also those gigs like Nervous Gender and stuff, that punk was not really a style of music. It was just kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Style of music was up to each band. Some guy wants to talk to me about suicide. Alan Vega passed away last week. And that band was really important. Of course, the Ramones had their thing, you know, Television and Blondie and Suicide. It was whatever.
Yeah.
Thob and Gristle. Yeah. It's hard to relate that. It had to be there, kind of. And then brand new Tobacco, Warlock Mary, Negative Example. That's Bucky Pope out of Madison with Felon With A Gun. Psychic Temple, No Recall. I just made a record with Chris Schlarb. It's a cover music for airports, Brian. Mm. Who would cover that song?
Man, that's...
with like a 10-piece orchestra.
That's brave.
And use his Beatles. Mm. I like that.
Wow.
Well, 250. It's China Hofner, but it's still pretty good. Ooh. People always say, ah. But, you know, these dudes, they carved jade shit. You go back a couple thousand years, you wouldn't say bunk to China.
But ooh, this plays is good.
And the first one I played flatwound since I was a boy. I like little pipes.
Yeah.
Smooth. And then Picotti from Disciplina Kichma. Second Men are going to do a version of one of their songs. We're all going to share with them. Koya there and Belgrade, Meloman and Miloman and Zagreb and Bernays. No, Brother Vasco, because the band won't do it. They don't think they can cover this tune. Mm. So he says, you know, Brother Mike, I want to make my own version. Will you do the bass? Don't people act like that? Rachel, will you do the bass? And then King Champion Sounds brand new album, Cormony Fife and Drum Corps. Andre Williams, still in the ring, with Times brand new. And finally, Hurricanes by King Harvest and the Wake out of the Yorkshire part of England. But I want to get to this, the story of the album. So
yeah.
You made, when we did the Chinatown, Music in Chinatown benefit in February, because, you know, people, there's a lot of schools that don't have music programs. So Martin Wong, for Eloise, his girl at Calistar Grade School, let's get some money together so
yeah.
They can have a music problem. That's why Flea started that consortium.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatory. Thank you. Yeah. So he went back to Fairfax High where he got, you know, because he was a trumpet man. And there was no music program.
Yeah.
Broke his heart. Mm. Mine too. So we did this benefit together. And that's where I saw the five song
mm-hmm.
CDR. And I played some of the songs on them. But that's like the first Rachel Hayden stuff.
Yeah.
I had heard.
Yeah.
That had your name as the main dealio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I made...
Well, how did that come together?
That came together... that was...
And who played with you?
Okay, so that...
Were they on the recording?
They...
Oh, God. Too many questions?
Okay, so... Okay, the EP that I gave you, that had Warren DeFever... That had Warren DeFever on it, right?
It's the first four songs.
Yeah. So... I have a friend from Woodstock called Warren DeFever, and I met him through my old friend who started 480 Records, Ivo Watts Russell. And Ivo was always, like, I used to send him my four-track stuff back in, you know, after That Dog Just Broke Up. And I was like, I want to do something. I don't want to just not do anything. I want to do something. He said, well, send me some music. So I sent him my four-track stuff, and he said, you know, I think you need to do a record. And I have a friend named Warren DeFever who played in this band, His Name Is Alive, and I think you guys would be a perfect match. And so I met with him, and then I went on tour. Time kind of stopped, and that came to a halt. Because I had to go, I went on a tour with Todd, and then when my tour Todd Rundgren was done, I came back home and I had like a 2-month break, and I said, okay, now I want to do it. So I called Warren, and I, you know, I had made a little bit of money with Todd, and I bought myself a ticket to Woodstock.
This is upstate New York.
Upstate New York, and he had a studio up there with his friends.
Didn't Todd too?
Like yeah, Bearsville Todd. Yeah, yeah, shit? Yeah. He had his studio there. Yeah, yeah. Which was funny because I had just been in Woodstock playing with Todd, and then all of a sudden I'm going to go back. So it was kind of neat. Like, oh, I've been here, and so I spent like 2 weeks there, and I recorded these songs, and that was back in 2000. I mean, this is new now, but I mean, there are songs from years ago that I'm just now putting out. So this record was actually finished in 2008 or 9.
So you mean that that little EP was just for the meantime?
Yeah, okay. For the meantime.
Like, my idea was always to have the album.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. But Nate here said, he said, you know, just get your stuff out and let's just do an EP. I have these friends in New York who have a label called Greenway Records, and they're offering to put an EP out. And I said, why the hell not? And so we did that, and then this happened, and it was, that's how it happened.
Okay, the other six tunes. Is there different musicians?
No, they're the same. They're the same, right?
But they're different sessions.
They're different. A couple of them are different sessions. Like The Devil's in Me on the EP are different musicians.
On the 7-inch.
On the 7-inch.
The EP is the same as this, except for there's one extra song.
I don't think I have the 7-inch.
There's, oh, really? I might have put those tracks on the CDR. I don't remember. But I have a copy for you anyway.
Okay.
But the 7-inch is different sessions than that.
Yeah.
And where was it done?
That
some of this is in Woodstock.
This was all in Woodstock.
Yeah. First four.
Yeah. All of these are done in Woodstock.
Oh.
And then the 7-inch, that was done in LA with different people in different studios around Silver Lake and like I have a friend, her name's Dawn Fintor, and she's a producer, and she helped me with Devils in Me, the single version. She's more like commercial. She wants to do commercial stuff and get stuff placed on TV shows and stuff. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll take a couple of my songs to her and see if we can make them more like, you know, to commercial, to get on TV or a TV commercial or something to give me a little bit of bread, you know.
Yeah.
And but of course it never happened. But I mean, we got the songs done, but nothing ever happened with them.
How long did it take? How long were you in Woodstock?
I think it was it 2 weeks or I think it was about a week. I think it was definitely about like 7 or 8 days.
What would you do? You show them, here's the tune.
Yeah. And here's the
tune.
Did
you write their parts?
Would you show them
a bass line?
I played them my 4-track versions of everything.
Okay, so you had demos.
I had demos, and then they wrote their own parts. And Warren has a very unique sound that he, it's you know, real ethereal and kind of spacey and anyway, so he kind of put that in the songs and
own it.
Yeah. sorry, now here's where I'm gonna start not making sense.
Right.
I don't know. So what else? And then
I'll tell you what else. It's the end of the first hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Really?
July 28, 2016. Hold tight for hour 2.
Uh-huh.
Five's a heavy number with them.
Okay.
There's a law of fives, right? One part is, for every 2 things you reveal, keep 3 concealed.
Mm.
Everything happens in fives anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm supposed to introduce the show. July 28, 2016, second hour, Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. did we end up here in the heart of Beverly Hills? Apologies. Apologies. I meant to call you right back on the phone. I never did. I was trying. I was trying. There was a witness. There was a witness. Stairs, there's a wake, the parties are there. I hear laughing, I hear laughing. Colors flow from below, that's the show, the one we chose. We were denied. We were denied. There was a witness. There was a witness.
Pigo Show started off the second hour with Rachel Hayden doing Why I'm So Unhappy. Why I can't say that right. Then her sister Petra with Hold My Hand. And finally her brother Josh with Spain doing Apologies from his new album. Mm-hmm. He was here a month ago.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right. And so why this tune? Well, I mean,
why I'm so unhappy?
Yeah, not why. What?
What about it?
Yeah. What can
okay,
you tell
well,
me about?
Okay.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't have to tell me anything, right? Because it's a song.
Yeah.
It's
no. I'll tell you how it came about. I was Back in 2001, I was dating a guy from Slint, Brian McMahon, and he was working with Jimmy Tamborello on not a Postal Service album, but it was called Dentel. So it was like an offshoot of Postal Service. Or was it before? Okay, see, that's why you're here. So he was doing all, you know, electronic kind of crazy stuff that I'd never been involved with before, and he said, "Hey, Rachel, Brian, do you wanna write a song for this record?" And so Brian came up with the guitar lick, and so then I'm gonna take that, I'm gonna write a melody for it,
yeah,
and I'm gonna write lyrics for it. So I went into my room and I pretended I was Bjork. That's how I came up with the melody. So I was listening to the music and I said, okay, what would Bjork do? And then I just kind
of,
would
be all strange, yeah, and yeah, of,
oh,
silted,
yeah, yeah,
lip-lip.
I look around, yeah, inside me, you know, like I was pretending to be Bjork, but you know, obviously not being so.
You know, have you been to Iceland?
No.
I have. I played there once. Wow. And everyone don't look like her. She's kind of her own.
She's her own, man.
She came to the gig.
Really? I love her.
And they, you know, I think they used to be connected with Norway, so there's a lot of Norway jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, eggs, I think half Norwegian. Uh-huh. She didn't know. She doesn't tell all these Norway jokes. Well, I mean, it goes back. He wasn't born there, but his I think his daddy or his daddy's people. And she actually didn't talk like she sang either.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this whole idea that everybody where there was going to look like her, and then everybody's going to talk like her.
Yeah.
She's very much into it. They also told me she started as a girl.
Mm.
She's been a star her whole life.
Yeah, like, I remember.
TV. Yeah, there's a record from when she was like 10 years
old. But she was also on the TV and stuff.
Well, she's a big influence on me. And
obviously this song,
too. And so I kind of thought, had her
trying to challenge her words?
I was trying to, yeah.
Because her words are pretty intense.
I was trying to challenge her words, but I don't really think of myself as a lyricist. I'm really, it's hard for me to write lyrics.
Speaking of Petra.
Yes, you know, I mean, so, and Petra got to, you know, get really, she got her own thing where she just went, like she just
scats
and does gibberish and she got away, like she's doing great now, you know, and it's like, for me, I like doing that too, but I like lyrics, I like words, but I sort of wish I had help. I wish I had like a poet that was with me, like
Bertie Taupin.
I don't know. Who's that?
Elton John.
Huh?
He wrote Elton John's song.
Okay.
No, words.
So maybe.
I think Elton
John. But I do. I need someone like
music,
that.
Right? The Yellow Brick Road kind of thing.
Yeah, I need someone like that. Like, but lyrically, I mean, I've had people help me write lyrics, and I'm really, really picky. There's some words I don't like.
Yeah,
like,
you know, he did not write Saturday Night's All Right.
Really?
And that's Bernie Taupin.
Oh.
But I think being away from the writing, actually there was an old tradition of that in the 40s, and you never had the music guy and word guys. The guy, they bounced off each other.
Yeah.
You wanted them separate. You didn't
want,
that was more for like folk music or something, mm-hmm. where the guy actually lived the life or something. He's telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
Just like professional music, you have a, from opera, librettist.
Right.
Now he only writes words.
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy only writes music.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Yeah,
let's hear some synthesizer music.
Okay.
Everybody has to drink water. Everyone should have 14 gallons of water. A gallon a day for 2 weeks is an absolute necessity.
100% of the time. I'm alright, I feel fine, I can cope. If I put my best clothes on, I look sharp, I feel sharp. I'm alright, I can cope. Good, I feel fine, I can cope. I walk in a real straight line on the curb with my arms stretched out, I'm balanced. Myself in quiet control. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Got myself in quiet control. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. I got myself in quiet control. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Got to watch, got to breathe, got to tidy. I got to see, got to switch on. Gotta wash, gotta clean, gotta tidy. I gotta sleep, gotta switch on, switch on. 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 Gotta switch on.
I bought a lottery ticket, and I ended up winning the California State Lottery. It was $2.8 million. So split between two people, I ended up taking home around $700,000. And I was just trying to figure out what should I spend this money on. And I wondered, did Hitler have a helicopter? He did. So I purchased Hitler's helicopter from a guy named Samuel Weiser on the internet. And, Highgate, but the neighbors started complaining of the mass graves. So I moved to Birmingham. In Birmingham, they don't mind if I shoot my tank off. I can shoot my tank off anytime I want to in Birmingham. It's a pretty relaxed place. I've got all of my war decommissioned war memorabilia weapons, and I've got the lay of the land. Plenty of space. Money left after my initial, you know, kind of outpouring of cash flow. What was I going to spend my remaining bank balance on? And I thought, you know, what's one thing I haven't experienced? My own birth. No one gets to experience that the moment that they enter the world. So I decided to hire a midwife and a film crew and a doctor, and I restage the moment that I was born.
We have all the time we want and all the solutions. I'm only a child and I don't have all the solutions. But I know, I want you to realize, neither do you. You don't know how to fix the holes in our ozone layer. You don't know how to bring the salmon back up in a dead stream. You don't know how to bring back an animal now extinct. And you can't bring back the forest that went through and there is now a desert. If you don't know how to fix it, please stop breaking it. Here, you may be delegates to your government, business people, organizers, supporters, or politicians. But really, your mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers,
say it's a lie, but you've been following my agenda for all this time. I've got the politicians in my pocket, I've got them running scared, and I've got the public spinning over trivial matters as if it was life and death. Cause you live in a totalitarian world, but I keep the truth behind closed doors. You're still living in my web of fear, but I am the new.
Pedro Show. Just heard Mooglet Replica Steps Part 3 from Mr. Susan. These are a band from Mr. Susan, gave me a bunch of stuff from South London, from the scene that he plays with. So, big chunk here. Dyax with Indecision, Low Flying Butterfly, The Dire Sisters, OCD by Creature Box, Cardboard Armor with the U, Bearded Youth Quest, The Lottery from Dang, Unbillable in Bolton from Secret Black Boyfriend, Atlanta Beaver Ruin by Parachute for Gordo, Gosh Hawk with By the Way, and finally Zad with the Levinson Inquiry.
That title, OCD.
The Levinson Inquiry, yes. Coming right up. Okay, so that's interesting how that happened. So even though it says Rachel Hayden, a lot of collaboration.
Yeah, a lot of I couldn't do this without.
And this is a different version on this record too.
Oh yeah, and this. But
the original form was born out of the collab.
Yeah.
Did any of that ever get released?
The Dentel album came out.
What? Oh, the Dentel. Yeah, it was the Dentel album.
Called Life Is Full of Possibilities, I believe.
It's a comp.
No, it was the first Dentel album.
Oh, Dentel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That was his proj.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, so that song came out on
Okay,
that.
Okay. That it was realized.
Yes.
But now,
and then I redid it.
Realization.
Yeah. And I called them both up. I said, "Is it okay if I redo this?" You know, just kind of. And they said, "Sure." So,
All right.
You know, I have to ask, make sure it's okay with everyone.
Yeah. Did you spend time in Louisville?
I did.
Bardstown Road.
Yep.
So you got this big road that follows the river. It's not a grid, you know.
I spent so much time on Bardstown Road.
You know what's
road.
Big there? You know about Memphis, right? With UPS. No. FedEx.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, all the boxes go to Memphis and then go.
Oh.
UPS does the same thing with Louisville.
Really?
But they got to change their slogan. Go brown. Yeah. I don't know. Like in England, they don't have steak sauce. They have brown sauce.
Right.
And I don't know. He wants some brown sauce.
Oh.
They're right with the yellow sauce.
Yeah. Oh. Oh,
tomato sauce with hairs. You know. I don't, but anyway, the UPS, that's their big daddy. Because they found out it's more efficient to send everything to one hub.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of a bunch of little substations, you have the one big daddy in Louisville's for that.
Oh,
also, baseball bats. Mm-hmm. I heard they just got a new owner.
Wow.
And I played there. Were you there in May for the Derby?
No.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby's there. And I played some Derby nights.
Really?
You don't go on until 3 or 4 in the morning.
Wow.
And you know what mint julep basically, it's just bourbon with some ice and a little twig.
Right.
That's like just
drinking.
Woo! Oh, man. Good people there. There's a pad there now to play called Zanzibar.
Okay.
Kind of in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not on that Bardstown. But, I like playing there a lot. And it's interesting that scene that came out of there.
Yeah.
When I think of Kentucky, half the states, the parks are named after Daniel Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the east part, it's all Boone, this Boone, Forest Boone County, this, and D. Boone.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, you know, he has the E on the end of the name, but he, I guess, killed. D. Boone said he wrote on a fucking tree, D. Boone sealed a bar without E on the end. Because D. Boone didn't have it at the end of his name. So
right.
See, I'm related.
Okay.
So, what about plans?
Plans for this?
To play this in front of people?
I know. Nate and I were just talking about that.
You
got to
put together a band, right? Because these people live in different...
Yeah. And you know, I've got a lot of downtime right now. I don't have a job, and I've just... It's funny, because you think that I don't have a job, so I have all this time, so I should be spending this time putting a band together, but instead I'm home watching Sons of Anarchy nonstop over and over again. I just watched that. It's like Dave Navarro on there. I see Henry Rollins on there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow. It's like, is it about bikers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures on the billboard.
It's such a good show.
But it's on a pay channel, right?
It's on Netflix, I think, and maybe HBO.
I'm going over that. I'm cutting the cable. This last month I'm on it.
Yeah, I don't have cable.
$10 fucking bucks for 300 channels I don't watch.
I don't have cable. I just watch Netflix.
And that's only 10, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And so I just got... Yeah,
this TV here will take off my Wi-Fi. So I already got the antenna for the free UHS.
Right?
Uh-huh. Next month, they call it to cut the cord.
Well, good. That's good.
Yeah, because the whole idea... You pay a month and you don't have to watch commercials. They lied.
Yeah.
They lied.
I know. That's
the only
evil
one that don't have it. It's Ted Turner with them old movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I can watch on that shit. I can't. It drives me out of my mind. So you're going to put together a band of dudes.
I'm going to do it again. I even talked to Adam Fowler from Jawbreaker. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh,
he when I played the China
Benefit.
He was playing drums with me, and Warren was playing guitar, and I had a friend named Ryan play guitar.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna get them together again, and we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. So
I'm into it.
I just have to do it. I have to get off my couch and do it.
Like, what's the first tune we played today?
Get out.
Get out. We gotta get out.
I gotta
right?
get out. I gotta get out. Gotta get out of my house.
Or get out of my head.
Get out of my head.
What was that song? There was a song.
Oh yeah, what is that song?
Mm.
I know what that is.
Get the little brain worm eating a whole fighting Alzheimer's at every turn.
There was a song title here called OCD. Is that
that was
compulsive disorder?
I don't know. That's a South London band, Creature Box. I got asked.
I like
it's
that.
Ben from
that name.
We're at the end of second hour.
Okay.
July 28, 2016 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Special guest Rachel Hayden, Nate. Hold tight for hour 3. July 28, 2016. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
He goes away. este mundo condenado.
Walk from Pedro show. We started the third hour off with 12 Monkeys, Rachel Hayden.
Uh-huh.
My sister just called me a couple days, Melinda. She's had foot surgery, so she's on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Middle bone too long.
Ugh.
So by the time she's only a year and a half younger than me, so crippled up, just pulling the tendons and falling down. And so last year she had starboard, now the port side.
Yeah.
Like 6 months, it's hell.
Ugh.
She has a little cart she lowers down with a rope.
Ugh.
She's a teacher now. She got a teaching thing. She was cutting hair in the scissors and the chemicals before she went to school. 30 years older than all the other students.
Yeah.
So fuck, I don't care. She teaches the junior high now. But she's into the show. Said it was, there was a movie, but mm-hmm. that show is much different. And this guy, there's a virus that killed everybody.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get back and stop the creation.
It just ended
this season.
I've never seen...
Does this song have something to do with
that? This song has to do with the movie.
And that's Brad Pitt?
But yeah, Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis.
Okay. Bruce Willis.
And it's one of my favorite movies, and I really, really...
Is there a virus in that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
So the TV show's kind of like the movie?
Yeah.
It's gone
off of it.
Is that on Netflix? Because now I want to watch that.
I think it's sci-fi.
Okay.
It's two seasons.
Anyways, the 12-month... 12
you know, I was in Philip K. Dick, and just the whole thing of time travel is always...
Yeah.
Because there's consequences. Actually, I learned it first from Ray Bradbury.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that story? There's a guy that trips to dinosaur land.
Yep.
And the dude stepped off the path and
yep.
crushed a butterfly. So when he comes back, all the alphabet's changed.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of when I was a kid and we used to play Dungeons and Dragons with my brother. And I love
that. Is that the dice?
Yeah.
With a lot of sides?
Yeah. And I love that, just the idea of like these going down these weird roads and universes and...
Yeah.
You know, I guess kind of like World of Warcraft or I don't know, Pokemon Go, or I don't know. I mean, that's how it is now. But back then it was Dungeons and Dragons and the board game and the dice and the men and the...
A lot of it was imaginary.
Very imaginary. And then there was the books. It was like a series.
Of rule books.
Yeah, yeah. And I love those books. Like, if you want to make this decision, go to turn to page 45.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that idea. And that's what I liked about 12 Monkeys. And it inspired the music, the score.
That company that made that game made a Discordian game.
Really?
There's a connect, yeah.
Wow.
Then we heard Swarmer Bees, Sinatra 6, Pancreas for Tom Watson in the hospital. Please get well, Tom. But Loda, well wishes to you. Chinese Herbal Medicines, man. Charismatic MF from Veda Hill. That's out of Canada. Fabulous Herbicide, A Moment's Thought. Dan McGuire in Toledo. Very Be Careful. Those are the Vallenata guys from downtown. With El Invena... Naho. Sorry. Lo siento. Neon Sigh by The Controversy Live. And finally, Wovet with Boombach.
Mm.
Like Johann Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
I found out he found the third using Newton's physics. Mm. Yeah, no one knew where the third was.
Wow.
He decided.
Interesting.
Yeah, he decided. You got this tune here, My Valentine.
Yeah.
This is the one we're going to finish up with. What can you say?
Okay, well, that's basically, I wrote that, let's see, some years, like, I wrote that, like, in 2000, 2001, and it was when I broke up with Brian, and I just felt like I felt like I liked being my own. Like, I'm gonna marry myself, I'm gonna give myself a wedding ring, and I'm going to be my own Valentine. So isn't that cheesy?
No, but can I ask you?
It's so cheesy.
Is Valentine a happy day? Is there too much expectation put on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think so. So I just kind of, it was, I wrote, I guess I...
Well, you dealt with them feelings.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
transgressive leisure. Enough poverty is not only obscene but nausea-inducing. This evolved into the shit on the wall blanket protests and much-worshipped horror tropes of their forebearers, split personalities, decades of deceptions. American gods infringe or go beyond the boundaries of a moral principle. The taboo diseased. To start sacrilege long before any of these things became famous, you better believe aggressive sex and the ability to ever imagined. Scandalosity, twisted logic, calendarity, excluded from the delusions of time. The mirror of this text, denial of service attack, the real madness, deranged victims of gruesome consumerism, conveniently blamed on your psychotic other half. Maybe nothing surprises us anymore. Maybe nothing is sacred. The disappointed boy Earth, more suburban numbness, more existential boredom, the zombification of society. The cross-contamination, invisible positives, predates, fascination, defiance, dark. The other, wholesale lies out of the shadows, barbarians of the gates, transgressed 21st century, robbed of its vividness. The multiple Autobots, physically non-violent forms, what brand of truth is yours? No new freedom. Trash aesthetics, choose a fucking big television, choose a starter home, choose your friends, choose leisure wear and fucking ratchet luggage. Nations of counting potatoes, chained to their TV screens. In the ultimate game show, welcome to the rain. Crash, slash,
For Pedro show, my fat, my, you know, because Miles,
funny my funny Valentine,
Mingus.
I have that in my head too.
I remember in there's Charlie Mingus wrote a book called Beneath the Underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why does Miles Davis play my final funny Valentine in A minor or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like he's, it's the wrong key.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not supposed
well,
to.
Miles
be
probably did that. Because of that, just because Charlie Mingus would do that because of that. Those guys were ornery guys.
Yeah.
There was no reason.
Yeah.
That book is hilarious. And he's a basement.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the beginning he says, to understand me, understand three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even with the Miles one that he did with Quincy Troupe,
mm-hmm.
there's got to be some you know, yeah. What do you call that? Stretching. It's still good, though. It's words out of the mouth. In fact, Mr. Mingus, when he gets it down to writing about the music, it's amazing. It sounds like you're at the gig. But other stuff, it's like, well, okay. But hey, can you imagine those times and put yourself in their place? Whoa. But a lot of, I think a lot of the struggle they went through makes it possible for us to do, like get together with guys and do a record and then put together a band. And way we can do them, your buddy's making the labels. And because Charlie Mingus, you know, he had his own label.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Charles Mingus Records. In fact, that Massey Hall where birds get the plastic horn, you know. Goes and overdubs his own, but it's going to come out on his label, so you couldn't hear the bass. And I played on that stage in Toronto.
Really?
Massey Hall, yeah. And, he put an overdub bass on a jazz record.
Wow.
But, hey, it's his label, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this one double album on his label. I think it's Live at UCLA. He kicks the whole band up. I want you all to think about that. And they start bringing him back. Yeah. He was tough.
Wow.
Stories. Anyway, I don't want to waste the whole show with Mr. Mingus, but My Valentine, Rachel Hayden from the new album. Then Just Faith, Out of Pedro, Home Sweet Home. I got to share. I finally got to play the band shell after living here 49 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not really Pedro. But a little more than Virginia. Okay. Then the pop group Nations off their latest album, Shy Squad. I think these guys are U.S. people living in Germany. With 80s style montage. 80s style. I love hearing that. Because it's true. Punches, finally, from Rajas. I got to play with them at... You've been there. The K-Town Bootleg Theater.
Yeah.
Right? The triplets had their
thing.
Okay, so you're going to get the band together. What are you going to call it?
I think just good old Rachel Hayden band.
Where can people find out more about you?
RachelHaydenMusic.com.
RachelHaydenMusic.com. RachelHaden Music.
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 .com.
Well, for sure, Hayden, because sometimes people want to put in a Y.
Yeah, there's no Y in it.
Because you know about there's a violin player.
Yeah, Lily Hayden.
Right. And the names.
I know.
They think
and
you related.
And we know each other, which is crazy.
Do you know? Yeah. Yes. She, for a long time, she was torn with P-Funk.
Oh.
In fact, I got to play with her with Bernie.
Wow.
And do Super Stupid. And, you know, I had this weird way of doing Maggot Brain where I did it the way War Pigs is. So I never... He has the band come down. He says, solo. I never soloed over those chords in my life. And I'm in front of all those people. That was very sad. We lost. I was involved with a project with Bernie. So, you know, sometimes, now, he was further down the road, but time is of the essence.
Yeah, yeah.
You always think there's enough time. And then when you do get sick, you're so weak. So anyway, I'm so glad you did this, and you're going to get the band together and do gigs.
Yeah,
Nate, thanks so much for coming on down.
Thank you, Watt.
You too, Rachel. It's been the July 28, 2016 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.